World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm trying to, Spencer's fixed up my new studio here, my old studio, and I can actually hear over here, Spencer. Is that causing some feedback?
I think so.
Well, Spencer's going to fix that feedback. Are you guys going to be? Yeah. Yes, yeah, Spencer, I'm hearing myself over here, dude. There we go. Nope, still there. So I'll shut up a minute. I don't want to. Well, Spencer, if I talk, I'm telling you, dude, I'm hearing the feedback. No, let me get this over here. Bear with us, folks.
It's echoing.
Is that better, friends? Yeah, no echo there. I figured it out here on my end, I think. No, I'm still hearing it. Hang on, Spencer. What? Just monologue, he said. I am going to monologue. Yeah, no echo there. I figured it out here. Okay, hey, good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Oh, my, unbelievable. You know what? I get to go see Declan today. That's right. I get to go visit him at the hospital today. So, soon as the show's over, it won't be much of a post show for
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
I get to go see the little guy for the first time. He's fearfully and wonderfully made, as we've been saying through. He's been in the hospital now, I don't know how many days, 28 days maybe, been in the hospital. And I get to go introduce myself to my grandson today. So from that standpoint, it's a good day. Some good news to let you know. We raised yesterday in the neighborhood between, not having all settled out yet, about $3,000 for Lorna. So Lorna, I'm going to be sticking a check in the mail to you today I'm going to send a check out of $3,500 to you today, Lorna, from the people here in the queue. You know why? This is really over here, Spencer. This thing's, I hear myself. I don't know what it's coming from, but it's unbelievably annoying. Yes, it's coming from my laptop. It's unbelievably annoying. It's coming from the new one you installed.
I don't know where it's coming from, but it's unbelievable. Yes, it's coming from my laptop.
Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness, Spencer, you caught me on that one. It was me on my laptop. Sorry, Spencer. Jared got up, came running in here like a medic. Fix it. My
like
fault.
The cavalry.
Dude. Yeah, my bad, as they say here. My bad. I got that thing off. Coach, am I disgruntled? The devil doesn't want me to say what I'm going to say here this morning. He's trying to shut me up. I'm not going to let him do it. All right. Not going to let him do it. Let's go here. $3,000 coming to you, Lorna. Listen, we care here, friends. We care here. And we know this. We pray that none of you take advantage of the generosity of the people in the queue. We know the real thing when we see it. But you guys dug in your pocket. I don't know how many of you mailed checks. I don't know how many of you sent money directly to Lorna, but there was about $3,500 that came in here yesterday for you, Lorna. And there's probably going to be some money coming afterwards, and we'll make sure you get that as well. So we live in the Bible calls it perilous times. But a lot of the peril we bring upon ourselves. Have you guys noticed that? Have you noticed it? I had a conversation the other day with one of my buddies who's not a believer. And you know, you can't share the gospel with people because they get sick of it. They don't understand the gospel, right? So they don't understand it. So I tried to make him see that's not the right word. Make him see. I tried to explain to him that so much of what goes on in our life is self-induced. We do it to ourselves. And I got thinking last week, a couple of weeks ago, when Pastor Bill Dunphy lost his grandson. Well, why do, as the old saying goes, why do bad things happen to good people? So that's the dilemma, isn't it? That's the dilemma of the age. Why is it that you see a lot of guys, men, women, whatever, they get in trouble in their marriages, they get in trouble on the job, they get because they do stupid stuff. They just do stupid stuff. And then when they do stupid stuff, and they find themselves laying in the pit, they don't know how to get out of it. And most of it's pretty easy, but it's simple, but it's not easy. So I was having a discussion with a guy the other day. I said, hey, listen, man, why don't you just change what you're doing? He said, what? See, change what you're doing, man. Are things going good for you right now? I asked him, are things going? Well, dudes, stop it then. Change your patterns. Start doing something in your life that breaks the patterns that you fall into, right? Get off work on Friday, come home on Saturday and do whatever it is you're going to do. Some guys go fishing, some guys go bowling, some guys go hunting, some guys sit in front of the TV and drink beer all Saturday afternoon, watch the Buckeyes, then watch whatever games after that. So, listen, you can come to Jesus all you want to, but if you don't change your behavioral pattern, you're never going to get out of it, dude. You are your own worst enemy. And why is it, I guess I'm kind of asking all of us, why is it that we have not done a good job of helping these people understand that the gospel is good news? It's not bad news. It's good news. The scripture says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, who in their right mind or their wrong mind doesn't want righteousness, peace, and joy? Who doesn't want that? If you could put it in a bottle and sell it, you would run out of run out of righteousness. You'd run just peace and joy. What if you just find those two things? And you look around, we have done such a horrible job with the gospel of Jesus Christ that they don't understand that it's not about not getting to do this, and I can't do this anymore, and I'm not allowed to do this. And I think I've told you this story before. I had one of my nephews by marriage who I tried to, I just tried to get him to have some righteousness, some peace, and some joy. This is all I was trying to do. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, Uncle Dave, I don't want to lose my balls. I said, what? He says, yeah. He said, I look at you Christian guys. Praise the Lord. Jesus loves you. He said, I don't want to be a sissy like that. I thought, oh, dude, we have so missed it on the gospel. We so missed it. You know, right now, as like any of you guys, I could click on my computer and porn would pop up and I could watch porn. I could decide I didn't want to see my wife and jump in my car and take off and go to a hotel and go to the casino. And I can do that right now. I can do that right now. I go get me a 12 pack and go out and lay in the sun and pound those beers. I can do that right now. I can go out. I'm still old enough or handsome enough. I could go to some bar and find me a woman. Why would I want, what drives us to want to do that stuff? See, it's that carnal nature, isn't it? That carnal nature, that carnal man. Can always go back to that carnal man. But you know, since our marriage here, Michelle and I, our marriage is built on, we talked about adultery the other day. And you remember that, guys? We talked about adultery. and that it's one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. And we made it sex only. Adultery meaning I'm having sex with someone I'm not married to. But adultery has to have to do with fidelity and faithfulness to who? Well, can I commit adultery against the Lord? Oh, yeah, I sure can. When I'm no longer faithful to him. Can I commit adultery on my wife without making it a sexual experience with somebody else? Oh, yeah. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it, right? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the heart is that carnal nature, that carnal man. And I wonder, as my buddy John said, you know, we're headed for a rude awakening. I'm going to show you some stuff today that's going to curl your toes. There's going to be a rude awakening before there's a great awakening. And that Jesus Christ himself has a way to drive us to his knees. And we were called, the Bible calls us a sinful and adulterous generation. We seeketh after a sign. We're an adulterous generation, aren't we? We put our time and effort and energy and money into stuff that has no eternal value at all, while we tramp over relationships, family members, opportunities.
Amen.
And somewhere along the way, I feel like, I don't know you guys, but you guys, I feel like I've been a failure, that I've permitted the gospel to become what other people think it is. The people who don't know Christ and don't serve Christ, they don't even understand the gospel. They don't understand the gospel because we don't even really know how to share it, do we? It's all about the do's and the don'ts and the righteous and the unrighteous. When really Jesus came, he died on that cross, right? You might have peace. Peace. Peace more and peace more abundantly. I get up this morning and thought about my chance to go see my little grandson's 28 years old. And peace. You can't buy it, man. And you know that old song, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, right? This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the gospel of the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We're sharing the wrong message. And the do's and the don'ts, and you're going to go to hell. And yeah, that's all true. That's all true. You're going to go to hell. But you know, who thinks about dying till they die? Till you get sick. Then for the first time, you begin to think about it. From the old Clint Eastwood movie, I think it was, he says, buddy, you can't start living because you're too busy dying. That's where most of us are. It kind of grieves me. So I want to throw that out there today because it's just, this is the day that the Lord has. This right here, this here, right now, 7:13 a.m. is the day the Lord has made. He's given it to you. He's given it to me. When I lay my head down on my pillow tonight at 9:30 and I go to, just before I go to sleep, what will I have gotten out of the day? I probably will have gotten out of the day what I invested in it. And if I invested it in Ohio State Buckeyes and pornography and pot, worry, don't have a whole lot at the end of the day, do I? Don't have a whole lot at the end of the day. But here's the good news. There's bad news coming. It's bad news coming. And the gospel isn't bad news, it's good news. The gospel is the good news that'll get us through the bad news. And
amen.
I would say all of us just stop.
Amen.
Let us stop being so pickle-faced in our religiosity. I'm better than you are because I go to church, or I'm better than you are because I'm a Baptist, or I'm better than you are because I believe this. When Jesus said, anybody, all of you, anybody comes, come. Anybody come. And that door's open. And if you look around your life and your life's a little bit out of line, I'll bet you this. I'll bet you the problem's you. I just want to throw that on the table today. Russ Dizdar, I don't know this to be true. Russ Dizdar, I got a message from L.A. Marzulli last night that maybe Russ has some COVID or whatever that thing is that's going around. Russ is, we're family here, folks. We're family here. And Russ and Shelly both, maybe. So just begin praying for that. I don't know. I don't know if I don't have confirmation. I spoke to, texted Tom Dunn this morning. Tom's going to check on it. And but I think there's some validity to it. So let's pray that Russ is okay and he's getting the proper type of protection. And we made a mistake yesterday on the event of Russ's event in Pennsylvania. It was my mistake. The event's free. The event is free. Okay. No $25 fee. Now, friends, nothing's free. Give me a thumbs up. Nothing's free. We have to invest a lot into doing it. Okay. So we're going to take an offering. You bring in whoever you want to and talk about. You remember Flip Wilson? The devil made me do it. Remember, we all used to laugh. Ha ha ha. The devil made. What if that's true? What if that really is true? The devil made you do it and you don't even know it. And the devil's doing it to you all the time and you don't know that. Well, Russ Dizdar and Tom Dunn are going to show us the spiritual side of what's going on and understand some of the stupid things we're doing. The devil's influencing us to do it. It could be a generational thing. It could be a lot of things, but you want to get free of it? Well, bring somebody to throw that up real quick, Spencer. That's in the Halloween night, October 30, 31, whenever. I'm kind of disjointed here this morning. Maybe it's because I'm excited. Crushing Hell Weekend. Tickets are free. We're going to take an offering. Tickets are free. Come on, come and do it. Come and be part of that. Okay. La, 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 la. The Great Sick Out Grows. Friends, we are winning this battle. We are winning this battle. We are winning this battle. I'm sorry, I'm disjointed. Come on in here, Myra, real quick. Reggie and then Brett. We'll get you in here and then I'm going to take you someplace you ain't going to believe. Go ahead.
Good morning, Saints. Hi, Tracy. I love you, sister. I want to thank for the brothers and sisters that called the Broomfield Bud for Lorna yesterday. I called and left a message. They wouldn't even talk much with me.
No, they're not.
I'm waiting for them to return my call. Thank you.
Keep after him. Keep after him. Come on in, Reg.
It's actually Dennis.
Come on in, Dennis. You got Reggie's voice today. Go ahead, Dennis. No?
No, I'm here. I just want to give, praise God real quick because Monday my religious exemption came through, working through the, working for the federal government, like that's huge. So no I just, yeah. But something that may help Lorna is, I have to take a test every week, but I can take an at-home test and there's tests that, you spit into a little vial and send it to a lab. But so I don't know if that's something Connecticut can do.
But Dennis, listen to me, Dennis. They're losing, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're starting to compromise now, aren't they? The momentum is going the other way. Well, brother, we rejoice with you that thing's not hanging over your head today, for sure. And
thank you.
Listen, folks, they're gonna start. I got some great stuff. They're gonna start backing up. Brett, come on in, Pennsylvania, Brett.
Yeah. Good morning, Coach. Good morning, good morning, everybody. God bless. So yeah, like Coach said, this event is anything but free. I mean, we're bringing in some big hitters. We're providing lunch. Everything will be held right there at the venue. Lots of time to fellowship with other people and gather. And so, yeah, we just had all kinds of flyers that we put out. And so just come join us, please. Come join us.
Hey, folks, you won't believe this. We just had this big event here in Ohio. A lot of people are what I call lurkers. They're out there. They want to get involved. They don't know if they want to get involved. You won't believe this. I heard some people this weekend cuss. I'm not kidding you. I actually heard them say a dirty word. And you know what? Nobody got up and threw holy water at them or anything like that, right? Nobody did that. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord and just real people. So, I understand. People think we're crazy. They think we're a cult. They don't know. They never seen anything like it. Hey, Glenn, are you in here? Are you in here, Glenn? Glenn's always in here.
Yeah, I'm here, Coach.
Hey, Glenn, have you ever seen anything like that Sunday morning non-church service that we had. You ever been part of anything like that, brother?
Coach, no. This was an anointed service. It was spirit-filled. It was beyond explanation. You can't really characterize it all.
It was relational. It was relational. It was person to person in our common love of the Lord, right?
Amen.
We didn't go stand. I didn't go there. Stand there and listen to me preach for 40 minutes. Once I said, "Get up out of your chair and minister to somebody. Grab somebody's hand and pray with them." It was amazing.
No, I think, Coach. You know, you, the Holy Spirit was controlling you. You weren't controlling anything, but the Holy Spirit directed you, and then that worship, Pastor Dale's worship was just
unbelievable.
That was the ingredient.
Amen. 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 Appreciate it, Glenn. Come on in, Mark Trump, and Joe Allen, and Tracy.
Well, I just want to second what was just said, and that is, while I was with Carl ministering, an unexplainable wave washed over me, and I could not stop weeping. That happened at the same time this event that Dale was delivering, and everyone ministered to each other.
Amen.
And then you know who came and ministered to me? Were Dennis and Reggie's children.
Wow.
That's a memorable event, Coach. And just a real quick shout out. My niece, her daughter, my great niece, have been oppressed in their school down in Charlotte. Okay. Ileana's came home with marks on her face from the mask. And since then, her mother's been fighting my niece. Yesterday, they had snack time, and Ileana took out chips while all the other children had vegetables. They took her chips, Coach.
Unbelievable.
So her mother right now, she's strong. I mean, they've awoken the bear. And I just pray that her family, husband included, they're woke, and they see it. So they are fighters now, Coach.
Hey, Mark, I'm glad the mama bears are awake, but it's about time for the men to get involved, isn't it, Mark? Isn't this a man's issue?
Amen, amen. Well, they are. And sometimes it takes a slap in the face. Look, my wife drug me to Boise, Idaho to watch the eclipse, and I met you. My wife did that. So praise God for these women.
Amen. Amen. Joe Allen, come on in.
Coach, I got your explanation why everybody's using foul language. We're mad as hell, and we're not taking it anymore.
We're men.
Where have we heard that before?
That's right, Joe. We're men. I'm not ashamed to be a man. Hold your ears. I'm not a pussy, all right? And I'm sick and tired of it. And I just saw that John Gruden, the football coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, got fired because he used some harsh language in his past 10 years ago. They dug up old emails on him, and oh my goodness, he called the commissioner of the NFL a pussy. Oh no. And see, that's what we've turned Christianity into, isn't it? You gotta lose your balls to be one. Not me. My balls got bigger. Sorry, they got bigger. Because I began to notice the difference between right and wrong, and how I was screwing up so much stuff, I decided it's either going to go all in or all out. And I decided I'm going all in. When I decided I'm going to go all in, my life changed. Nobody can ride the fence for very long, baby. You got to crack up your butt for a reason. It gets sore when you ride that fence. All in or all out. All in or all out.
Amen.
Come on in.
Amen.
Come on, Reg.
Coach, I've never apologized for cussing because I've been mad as hell since the Luciferians got a hold of me a long time ago. So you'll get it. Okay. Those that haven't been affected, you'll get it. So anyhow, I wanted to go upon what Trump was saying. Sunday, even though I was not there, I had the kids huddled up here. And we were praying and we were reading the gospel and we were talking. The kids actually interacted and were asking questions. And at the end, the Holy Spirit moved me. I couldn't stop crying either. There was anointing upon the people that day. I want to cry right now just talking about it. There's something very powerful that had happened.
Reggie, I'm getting goosebumps. You know why? Because we have so... Oh, thank you, Lord. There's that word. We have committed adultery against the Lord. We have denied his power. He has the power to correct all this mess. He has the power to correct all of our lives, the direction we're going. He has the power to restore, renew our home and our children. And we're running around with another woman.
And Coach, he's healing couples.
He is. He wants to, man. He wants to. Tracy, come on in.
Your hands He's up. Healing couples for sure. I don't know if Jeff Nell and Terry Allen Mountain Man are in here today, but my husband here, and he's here because of what God called them to do this weekend.
Amen.
And he saw the darkness and then he saw light. And I have this weekend and I have those two men and the God above to thank for this. And we could really use your prayers through this. My husband is heading to DUI court today. And sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you can work your way up to the top.
Well, he ain't the only one that's been to DUI court. I can promise you that. He ain't the first guy that's been there. Right? He ain't the first guy. I thank God. I'm just talking about me now. I thank God for all the times I didn't get picked up when I was drunk. Anybody say amen to that one? Can anybody say amen to that one?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And here's amen. What I, I'm redeemed, right? Listen, I just ask myself one day, can you think of anything that you're proud of that you did when you're drunk? I couldn't think of anything. I thought I stayed alive. I was proud of that. Hey, let me get into something really good here this morning. Let's stop the soapy. Betty, go ahead, Betty. I'll let you in here, Betty. God bless your sweetheart.
I'll be real quick. I do want to say the weekend was so emotional and moving. I still think about it. I'm like Reggie. I get tears in my eyes. I'm happy for Tracy and her husband. And you know what? It takes rock bottom to get somewhere. Because if you don't hit rock bottom and you're happy-go-lucky, you go out and do every sin there is and you think it's fine.
Hey, Tracy.
God bless you. I love you, family.
Hey, Tracy, what's your husband's name?
Mike.
Hey, who's going to pray for Mike right now? Somebody pray for Mike in this situation that he's going into today. Who's going to do that for us?
Hello, Coach.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Father God, we lift up Mike and Tracy, Father God. Give them strength and courage to shake on the challenges and recognize their past and to repent and to totally trust in you in all things, the good and the bad. Keep the bondage between as one. Be together and preach and lay hands on another and pray for each other. Express the love for one another. And to be that shining light and the flavor of the salt as we face the challenges as we see in the very near future. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Winners bounce, baby. Winners
Amen.
Bounce.
Amen. Amen.
Winners bounce. Don't lay down there and grovel in the dirt. Winners bounce. You're not the first guy to have gone through. Play blind. Let's get something happy going on there. Play blind Joe for me this morning there, Spencer, if you will. Blind Joe. This guy's blind. I will not comply. Go ahead.
We're trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask. We take some vaccine that could maybe make me die. Ain't got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies and lie. That's why I will not comply.
Neither do.
Since back in March, I've had an achy, breaky heart like old Billy Ray Cyrus. Catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. They keep telling me I gotta keep my chin never up till they can figure out a shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I
Yeah.
I will not. And the sick out grows. Spencer, pull that up. The great sick out grows. That's why we're winning. The great sick out spreads as airline pilots, railroad workers, air traffic controllers, police, firefighters, and other people who keep society running saying, we will not comply. Folks, this is the genie is not going back in the bottle. Now, something is going to replace it. I don't know what's going to be. They're losing. They know they're losing. And it's crazy, man. Scroll down on that a little bit, Spencer. I was doing this hurriedly as I was sick outs. This is worth a read, but I'm not going. The treasonous mainstream media is blacking out. Let's go back. It isn't just the pilots that are resorting to this important form of civil protest either. It's firefighters and police officers, railway workers, essentially saying, let's go, Brandon, tell the vaccine zealots to shove it. Amtrak trains are now starting to be canceled as their train crews are calling in sick as part of the coordinated sick out protest. The treasonous mainstream media is blocking out all such stories in the hope that the media in practice won't spread. They want the American public to be ignorant, isolated, and terrified of COVID so that they can be easily controlled and euthanized with a vaccine. Now, listen, friends, gotta understand there's a real problem with this as well. This feeds into the food shortage that's coming. Get some food. We already know that a lot of trucks aren't rolling, a lot of ships aren't getting their cargo off. We already know that. I went to Kroger's yesterday just looking for some simple cream ointment, wasn't in there. And I looked at Kroger's vitamins. Not much on the shelves there, folks. So in a funny sort of way, these sick outs are going to really, really bring these things to, we're going to really, really bring it to head. It's going to be good, but it's going to bring it to head. Quickly, Betty. Oh, can't hear you, dear.
I'm coming. Sorry. Hey, by the way, valleyvet.com has sent me an email and I can get up to 48 tubes a month of ivermectin. And everybody else is out of stock, even them. Anybody else that gets on there. So I'm getting 12 tubes every 2 weeks. I don't want to overdo it so they don't get. So if anybody needs it, and they help me pay for shipping, and because they're $7.99 and then shipping and handling. So every 2 weeks, as long as I can get it, I will get 12 tubes. And if someone needs them, I'll ship it to them.
Betty, you're a sweetheart, man. That's what's great about this team, isn't it? It's great about this team. Okay, listen, sit down here. I only got 26 minutes. Pull up mythology. This is, folks, there's a devil loose. There's a devil loose. Not that one, this one. I just looked this up. The Hydra, the multi-headed serpent of Greek mythology. We've heard of the Hydra, haven't we? We've all heard of it. Well, I want to read this real quickly. This is mythology, okay? This isn't true. A multi-headed snake with the power of regeneration. So a snake that, like if you cut off its tail, it grows a new snake, right? A multi-headed snake with the power of regeneration and deadly poison. The Hydra was one of the most fearsome monsters in Greek mythology. And as Mark Trump has taught me and shown me, were those really myths or were those pre-Adamic creatures? Well, that's a whole nother story. It wasn't alone in this. The Hydra checked all the boxes for a terrible monster in Greek legends. It had snakes and venom and many heads. It was descended from a long line of sea beasts. But while many monsters in Greek mythology shared attributes with Hydra, it could claim something no other monster could. Listen, it was responsible for the death of most of the most famous hero ever born. From its serpentine symbolism to how it inadvertently brought down a demigod, here's something you need to know about the multi-headed Hydra. According to Hesiod, I don't know who he is, early Greek writing, the Hydra was one of the terrifying children of Typhon and Echidna. Typhon was the child of Gaia and Tartarus, the earth and the underworld, and one of the most fearsome foes of the Olympian gods. Descriptions of him vary, but the ancient sources agreed that he was an enormous monster associated with snakes and fire. He had once tried to view with Zeus, for tried to, I think I suppose, vie with Zeus for supremacy over the universe. He defeated the great giant. I've been in prison in Tartarus, His godlike partner was Enchida, a monster that was half woman, half snake. Anyway, not going to go on. Hydra. Whoa. So friends, pull up Carrie Madej. Down at the bottom, Spencer. I think it's the very last one. Madej. No. Oh my. Okay. Well, listen, let's stay right here. I got to get you. I'm going to find that. Oh, I cannot believe I did that. Maybe I have it someplace. Oh yeah. Okay. Spencer, let's do this. Go to, this is Carrie Madej. Well, I'm checking on my own email here. Pardon me a second. Yeah. Spencer's got that one up there too. I'm going to find it. Carrie Madej did an interview this week. She discovered in the vaccine Hydra. Pull that back up, Spencer, please, if you would. The one that you had up before. There it was. No, that was a. This is the view. This is the vax. The undying Hydra, a mini monster that clones itself, has neurotoxins. Scroll down, Spencer. Folks, this is in the vaccine. It's in the vaccine. This is from the Australian National Review. Is this nasty thing eating away at people's nervous systems? Read on. Hydra vulgaris, the freshwater polyp, is a small animal freshwater hydra. Hey, Joe, read that while I search here, would you? Folks, listen, this I'm trying to connect the dot. I gotta find Carrie Madej. I can't believe I did that. Bear with me here. Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. Is this nasty thing eating away at people's nervous systems? Read on. Hydra vulgaris, a freshwater polyp, is a small animal freshwater hydroid with length from 10 millimeters to 30 millimeters and width of about 1 millimeter. The hydro have 4 to 12 tentacles that protrude from just outside the mouth. They feed by extending their tentacles and waiting for food to touch the tentacles. Then they bring the food to their mouth, ingest, and digest the organism. Anything that cannot be digested is egested. Ingestion and egestion occur through the mouth. Like other hydras, Hydra vulgaris cling to a base object with a foot pad shaped like a disc. The hydra moves by releasing its grip on its base and is carried away by the current. H. vulgaris can also move by bending over, grabbing a surface with its tentacles, releasing its grip with its foot, and flipping over itself. H. vulgaris is often used, like many hydra, as a model organism for morphalic regeneration because they are easy to care for, requiring minimal direct care, and reproduce relatively quickly. It is reported that they do not undergo senescence, making them biologically immortal.
They're immortal. They do not. Hey, Spencer, I just sent it to you. They do not die. Hydras do. Folks, this is a scientific journal we're reading here, okay? Now, I want you to see this. Dr. Carrie Madej, who we met when we were, what a sweetheart she is. We met in when we were in Bard's Fest. I want you to listen to this 4 minutes from Carrie Madej of what she found in the vaccine itself. Go ahead, Spencer. Yes.
Dr. Carrie Madej says that she's personally examined multiple vials of the vaccines that are being forced into people's arms, and she says that she was horrified by what she saw. She says she cried harder than she ever has before. She says other American labs have looked at the contents of the vaccine vials only to shut down shortly after. And Dr. Carrie Madej joins us now. Doctor, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. It's my pleasure to be here. And there was one particular, I'd say, object or organism, I'm not sure what to call it, that had tentacles coming from it. And it was able to lift itself up
off, she found, off, the, cover,
I'm sorry, off of the.
Folks, when we show that again, these are shots of what she found when she researched the vaccine. When she got an actual vial of the vaccine and put it under a microscope. These are things she discovered. Go ahead.
The glass slide.
It was alive? Like the thing was alive?
It appeared to have be self-aware or be able to grow or move in space. All I can tell you is this is not something they taught us in medical school, nothing in my laboratories, nothing that I've seen before. And I've showed this to other people in the field and they don't know what it is either. And I thought when I first saw this and I kept looking at it over and over again, I had a colleague with me and we both thought, wow, this almost appears like it's self-aware, like it knows we're watching it. It's just an intuition, a feeling of mine, but was very upsetting. And so after two and a half hours, everything was destroyed, of course. And then I thought, well, maybe that was a fluke in a way. Maybe that was just that one vial. And so, you know, just recently the lab was able to get more vials and same manufacturer, but, you know, different batch, of course, looking at it the same way under the compound microscope. And another one of those tentacle-like structures appeared. This was now completely under the cover slip. So there was no movement because it wasn't on the edge. But I just couldn't believe I saw another one. The very first time I was looking at Moderna was this tentacle-like spider, scorpion-looking creature. And it was, you know, alive, whatever you call alive. And it was at the edge of the cover slip, so it was able to come up off the glass slide. So it lifted itself up off the glass slide. And it was in 3D, suspended in space. And one of its little tentacles actually moved, so it was alive. And it was actually pointed his tentacle up through the lens, to the lens, where's my eyepiece. So I was with a colleague and we both said to each other, well, we feel like it was self-aware, like it knew we were looking at it. So I'm laughing now, but at the time I was not laughing. And it was very upsetting. And so I thought, well, maybe this is a fluke. And so another batch and 2 months later of the same Moderna, looked at it again, same thing was there, same thing under the cover slip. And so the Stu Peters show was really good because when I showed these things, there were several people that contacted Stu and myself saying, this looks like this creature or this creature. And one of them was called Hydra vulgaris. Have you heard of that? Anybody?
Nope.
I didn't either.
Sounds like vulgar water to me.
So it's one of the six model organisms. And it's the six model organisms because it's one of the keys that these people in human genomics and transhumanism really love. And the thing with this one is that it's immortal. It doesn't die. It continually recreates its stem cells. Get this. It also can regenerate innumerable times. It can regenerate so well that if they put it in a blender, blend it up, then take all the pieces and put it back in a petri dish, it reassembles itself, but miniaturized.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God is right.
Okay,
so
you can cut
I
off
was reading this.
Put this in the chat so people can follow this. Where's Mark Trump when I need him? What does this mean, Mark? Come on in, Joe.
Yeah, Coach, thanks. I just saw this late last night, and I saw next to it, it was in a package video, there was a Russian or Polish, others, he was speaking Slavic language, and it had text and translations, and he showed a very similar thing with three legs that was aluminum.
Mm.
And he said, now we have an aluminum life form. And I couldn't believe it. And he said, and you people have injected this into yourself voluntarily. Anyway, Spencer, so if I can find the other part of that other video, I'll send it to you. It's just pretty amazing. It's like science fiction.
Spencer, go back if you can to that one, the Australian one, and scroll down. There's another video. Hey, Mark Trump showed up. What's going on, Mark? Right there, Spencer.
Hey, if you go back, if he looked at the title slide, the last word on the title slide earlier was programming.
Yeah.
The Hydra is being used for programming. So keep that in mind. Self-aware. Now, look, they're putting, they're equipping Beetles for militarized missions. In other words, you send the Beetle a microwave signal and you divert its flight path. It flies and it's got a camera. So think about these Hydra and microwave. They can program them to move where they want them to move. All right. And then you look at all the other abilities that we're going to learn soon. Well done, Coach, presenting this.
Okay. Hang on there. Paul Webb, you jumped out. Come on back in there if you want to, Paul. And then Dustin and then Craig. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I was just saying that, the fact of the matter is, too, that that's what the 5G is going to be for. It's going to activate that stuff.
Yeah, go on. There we go. Folks, transhumanism.
That's
the
right.
Mixture,
alien
the
technology.
Mixture of clay and iron. The mixture of clay and iron. Isn't that in Daniel? Clay and iron. Yes, no? Come on, man. Yeah, Dustin, come on in.
So in the Marvel series, the Avengers, the bad guys organization was called Hydra, and their symbol was the skull with the tentacles.
Predictive programming. Craig, go on in.
This ties into what I was teaching on. Remember,
no zeros, Craig. No zeros. Remember,
okay, you can do months. Remember, 5 months, the waters prevailed for 5 months.
Yeah.
So when you go to Revelation 9, talks about the fifth angel sounded, and a star was given to heaven, the bottomless pit, the locusts come up. Okay. But here's the deal out of this. It says, they were commanded not to harm the grass on the earth or the green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
Oh my goodness, Craig.
And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes the men. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. So when you go back to what I was saying about 5 months, it's 150 days. The flood started on October 31st, okay, and the waters prevailed for 5 days, and the ark rested on the seventh month on the 17th day, which is Resurrection Day, okay, because Nisan 14th is the Passover. So these are the tie-ins of the Bible. That their bookends, you know, and these are the things that might be in inside people that you say
they're injecting inside people, Come on in, Brian, then Dale.
Yeah, Coach, I just texted you that video that Joe was talking about, yeah. Dr. Frank, and it actually corrects himself. He says it's carbon based later on, but that's that video I just texted.
Graphite, huh? Graphite. Okay, I'll get to it. Dale, come on in.
Brother, you better be tuning in that aluminum hat of yours, brother. This is the stuff that we go, would we be talking like this a year ago, right? I mean, we think about this. Now, here's a unique thing, because he's absolutely right, talking about the Marvel movies. Satan always is showing his hand, the Marvel movies with Hydra. But check this out, because I just looked at this. Do you know what killed this thing, this monster in the mythologies? It was Hercules, the sign of the masculine man. Ready? And you know what he used? He used a sword to cut off the heads and fire to burn it, right? The sword of the spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit, brother.
Stop it, Dale. I mean, stop that. Stop that, Dale. Come on in, Kevin.
All right. Well, to kind of, I don't know, bump off what Dale was saying, Hydra is the mythological dragon. But what happens when you cut off Hydra's head? It grows two.
Yes.
You cut off two, it grows four. Okay. Now you heard what Carrie just said. When they took this organism and they put it in a blender, they blended it up into, hundreds of little pieces. It didn't reassemble into one. It reassembled into a bunch of smaller items. So you cut off the one head, two grow back. So very aptly named, I think.
Revelation 20:15.
This actually reminds me of an episode of The X-Files that I just watched this week. And the lead character, Mulder, was talking about experiments that the Nazis did to the Jews. One of those experiments, they sutured living creatures into the bodies of their captives.
Well, now they're just injecting them. They're just injecting them in there now. It's easier. Hey, I got a video up on the screen for you here. This is a scientific video. This is science. All right. Hey, Spence, see if we can play that maybe at 1.5 speed. Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Play this.
Everything that lives must one day die, right? Well, maybe not everything. Consider the Hydra. It's named after a many-headed monster from Greek mythology. Chop off one head and two grow in its place. That myth isn't too far from the real Hydra's death-defying abilities. They're cousins to jellyfish. See the resemblance? But Hydra live in freshwater. Its body is a hollow column with walls only two cells thick. Its head is just a bunch of tentacles surrounding a mouth, no eyes or brain. The whole thing is about as long as a grain of rice. The hungry Hydra stretches out its tentacles to snag swimming prey. Microscopic harpoons hook the water flea, injecting it with paralyzing neurotoxins. Then it's down the hatch. The Hydra uses those nutrients to make more Hydra. Check out this bud. It's a clone sprouting right from the Hydra's side. Hydra can reproduce sexually too, but most often they just clone themselves. Aw, chip off the old block. Hydra are constantly regenerating their own bodies too, replacing all of their cells every 20 days. They can do that because roughly half of the cells in their bodies are stem cells, which can develop into all the different types of specialized cells you need to build or rebuild a body. Stem cells only make up a tiny percentage of our bodies, and our stem cells degrade over time. That's why we age. But a Hydra can make near-perfect copies of its stem cells, basically forever. It's called non-senescence, biological immortality. Having all those stem cells allows Hydra to recover from all kinds of damage. All right, here we go. No body? Not to worry. No head? No problem. As long as the chopped-off chunk has some stem cells, it's ready to regrow. In a couple days, the severed head has a new body. And the foot, it's got a brand new head. Soon, they'll both be as good as new, except for maybe some lingering trust issues. To test the limits of their ability to recover, researchers came up with an experiment. This Hydra is genetically engineered so that under ultraviolet light, its exterior cells glow purple and interior ones glow green. Scientists basically blend up a bunch of these Hydra, leaving a heap of mixed-up cells. Right away, the cells start reorganizing. Those purple outer layer cells migrate out. The cells from the inside squirm back into the center. The Hydra dumps cells from the interior to restore its hollow shape. The stem cells start dividing and differentiating to rebuild the rest of the animal. Soon a head starts to form. Sometimes a few little heads compete to be the new top. After a few tumultuous days, what was once a mixed-up pile of cells takes on a familiar shape. Researchers hope to harness Hydra's ability to regenerate, to someday slow human aging or even regrow damaged organs. Maybe this tiny monster will one day show us the way to the mythical fountain of youth. Hey, DP.
There you go. But you can trust the science, right, Jared? We only got a few minutes left here. Jared, wow. bring up, where is it? Fauci flip-flops. Let's just kind of go to the end of the show. Trust the science, right, folks? Trust the government. Trust them. Jared, you can put, Spencer, you can put this at about top time and a half as well. This is our buddy Fauci. This video is called Fauci Flip-Flops. We forget.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
I hit sting. Now I'm free. Run those things on me.
You know, we're playing this game here. You take a word or a sentence somebody says, and you throw a gotcha at them.
People should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
I mean, masks are very important.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet.
That, at minimum, wear a mask. Put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think.
So again, minimal, at least one mask, likely a double ply type of mask.
So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense.
Maybe I should put two masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
In order to avoid the acquisition and transmission of this virus, which is highly transmissible,
you should have uniform wearing of masks. On when you go outside, almost any circumstance, you don't need to wear masks.
And you wear a mask literally at all times that you're on the outside.
On when you go outside, almost any circumstance, you don't need to wear masks.
Just wearing masks into 2022, doctor? Do you still stand by that?
Neil, that was taken, come on, let's get serious about this. That was taken totally out of context.
Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case.
It is conceivable that we may be having to wear masks in 2022, of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks.
So, Dr. Fauci, that brings up the question of once you do have this vaccine and you're 2 weeks after your second shot, where and why should you still be wearing masks and for how long? So I'm vaccinated, but if I'm in an area where there is a lot of infection, I still could get infected. It's very unlikely that I'm going to get seriously ill, but I still could get infected.
Telling everybody to wear a mask. We're not spreading the infection. Isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
A vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts. Masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have
ask
immunity, they are theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any sign.
I totally disagree with you.
If you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. We have a very unusual situation.
Dr. Fauci is a truth teller. He's science, knowledge, evidence, data, and that's what we have to have.
But in general, I have been really quite consistent in what I said. So when we talk about wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, doing this or not doing that, we like it to be based on evidence and data. And that's the way I have guided anything I've said for now the last 40 years.
There you go. There's a guy that's dictating all of our, we live in a crazy world, don't we, friends? We live in an absolutely unbelievable world. And we know this. The Bible says that the day would come when they would send a strong delusion. God would send a strong, because we rejected the truth. The Lord would send a strong delusion and we'd believe a lie. Just look around. Melissa, come on in. First timer, I think. Go ahead, unmute yourself, Melissa. Yes, no?
Oh, I think I figured it out.
There you got it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gee. Yes, actually, first time talking. I've listened to you for a few years now. I actually sent you a video yesterday. I don't know if you saw that or not, but I want to thank you for talking about this today, because the video that I sent you pretty much kind of shook me to my core, and it's talking about this exact same thing. And I'm glad to know that I'm not crazy.
Well, Melissa, you sent it to me, and that piqued my interest, and that's why I did some research and found some of these other things. And isn't it amazing, friends, that once again we go back to mythology? And what has Mark Trump been trying to expose to us? Were these, huh? Was Hercules a real guy? Was it really a Hercules? These mythological? I don't know, man. I don't know, but I know this: they're trying to get this in our body. And if this thing gets in our body and it has to eat, what do you think it's going to eat? Michelle, come on in.
Hi, team. Yes, coach. But didn't Fauci say we could get AIDS from cereal boxes too?
Yeah, I don't know if he did, but he probably did, right? And, you know, the strong delusion is they're telling us to believe this, to believe the science. And the science is telling us exactly the opposite, right? It's crazy. Crazy times. Remember this, the Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, shall make us free. Here's the problem. What did Pilate say to Jesus? What's the truth? See you tomorrow.
Amen.